Hi, this is CPR News. Thanks for joining us. I'm May Ortega. Colorado State University will launch an investigation into how their athletic department handled COVID-19 safety protocols after a report in the Coloradan that players were told not to reveal symptoms. According to the newspaper, Colorado State football players and members of the athletic staff say coaches told them not to report COVID-19 symptoms. And they threatened players with reduced playing time should they quarantine. Utah and the Environmental Protection Agency have reached a settlement over the Gold King mine spill. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
It happened 5 years ago today. 3 million gallons of waste spilled into southwestern Colorado waterways from the old Gold King mine near Silverton. The toxic bright orange plume spread to Utah, New Mexico, and the Navajo Nation. Utah sued the EPA for damages, which today was settled with an agreement that the government will provide more than $360 million for remediation. Those efforts will clean up historic mining districts that threaten Utah's waterways and environment. In exchange, Utah will drop the lawsuit. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakas, CPR News.
And All Things Considered will continue in this hour and into the next one, too. Coming up, Joe Biden spoke at the ongoing joint virtual convention by the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists today. He said all work on a southern border wall will stop if he becomes president, and that includes seizing private property. More from a new interview with the presumptive Democratic nominee in a few minutes. Then NPR's Ari Shapiro talks with Adam Segal, a digital and cyberspace policy expert about the future of Chinese technology companies in the U.S. amid Trump's administration's push to ban TikTok. And coming up in 10 minutes, Colorado school districts have worked around the clock since May to put together their back-to-school plans, but teachers in many districts say they weren't consulted enough and schools aren't ready.
We were the last ones to take any survey. We were the last ones to put our voice in, and that is wrong. We should be the first voice. We are the first in line.
That story is coming up in about 15 minutes. It is 84 degrees with thunderstorms in Denver. There is a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 tonight. So if you plan to go out, just take an umbrella with you. You're listening to CPR News.